And do we know how Masa was dressed, or what the accusation was of how she was violating the dress code there?
We don't really have any details from the government or police, unsurprisingly. They haven't said exactly what she violated. We do have sort of CCTV cameras that show her at the police station and the so-called re-education center that she was sent to. And from that, she looks like she was dressed in compliance with these rules. Her father has said that, you know, she dressed the same way the week before when she was in Tehran and had no issues. And so there really is no details and evidence that we have so far that she wasn't following the rules.
So what we know is that Masa was arrested by this so-called morality police, and that she was taken to what you described as a re-education center, which honestly to me sounds pretty scary. What happened after she was arrested?
So there's this gap in time that we don't know specifically what happened. She was arrested, and then we have a video that shows her at the detention center, and then another one that shows her on the ground and being brought into an ambulance. And then she arrives at the hospital and is in a coma. And we don't know what really happened in between, but, you know, she came in appearing perfectly fine and left, you know, being hospitalized. And the Iranian government said that she had a heart attack while in police custody, and that led to her coma. But rights groups say they have reason to believe that she was beaten during that period.
And how long was it after she was taken into police custody that she ended up dying?
So it was 4 days later. So she was taken September 13th and passed away on September 16th.
And what have Iranian officials or the police said about her death or explained the fact that once she was in their custody that all of a sudden she has traumatic brain injuries?
So the president, Ibrahim Raisi, who's very, very conservative, he has personally called her family, promised to investigate. Several officials have all promised to investigate, but there's very little trust in what that investigation will ultimately reveal. So far, the initial forensic report that has been released said that there was no evidence of bleeding or any head trauma. That does not square with what her family has said and what others have said, and that would not account for the trauma and the coma and her ultimately passing away. And while the government has said that they will investigate, in state media, there's been circulating all this disinformation around her that her family has denied, such as that she had a history of fainting, that she had a brain tumor when she was younger, that she had bad health conditions, you know, epilepsy, various things. And her family has all said she was perfectly healthy and that there was no underlying condition that in any way can explain what happened to her.